I really have to fucking pee. This is really serious. Okay, hello everyone. How are you doing on this fine Sunday day? Today I'm gonna do a questionnaire by Lottie. Hi Lottie. Thanks for this pretty cool questionnaire. Though I might not follow all the rules to some of the questions, I'm gonna try my best and answer it as correct as possible. Although there's not a right answer, I know, but still. Anyways, question one. If you could change your eye color, what would you change it to? See, here's the deal breaker. I don't think that I would... See, so here's the thing. I'm black, so like, I don't think that I would look nice with a different color than I have now. I have brown eyes, and they're not like hazel. I mean, I think I might look okay with hazel eyes, or like light brown eyes, but I just have plain brown eyes, and they're even dark brown. Like, I'm gonna just say they're dark brown eyes, and I don't think I'd look cool with any other color, so I'd probably say if I had to change it, it would be like a hazel color. But yeah, once you go black, you never turn back. I wasn't any other color before, so yeah. Question two, what's your favorite, what's something you hated when you were a kid that you like now? I hate being inside, and I love being inside. I hated being, like, alone, but now I love being, like, just by myself in my room, secluded from life. I sound like a hermit, and in which case I kind of am, but not really. I hated vegetables, and now I like it, but I don't really think there's something, like, that I really liked that, I mean, I really hated. I could say something the other way around. Like, when I was a kid, I loved shrimp. Like, shrimp was the best thing in the world, especially with the dip, too. Like, oh my god, I fell in love with shrimp. I still, to this day, kind of miss the whole... like raw stuff, but no, like the smell of it grosses me out now. But I had this traumatic moment that it was me and my aunt. I was about 8, I think, or 9, I don't know, but it was me and my aunt in the kitchen, and we were cleaning or like taking off the shells off the shrimp and like cutting in between it. And when I was cutting in between this one shrimp, it had like black stuff where it poops. So I thought that was poop, and I've never eaten shrimp ever since. So that's been about like 10 or 11 years. So yeah. It's pretty sad. But even to this day, my family still tells me that, like, oh, it wasn't poop, it was something else, or it was like their intestines or something. And I was like, that's still gross. Like, that was inside their body. Like, no. Before they died. So, no thank you. Yeah, that was traumatic. Question three. Do you think your personality matches the typical for your zodiac sign? I think so, yeah. I'm a Gemini, so if you want to search up, like, Gemini and all their ways and stuff, it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. Oh, God. Please do. Okay. Back to the questionnaire. I got a little bit weird just now. Yeah, so if you was to search up Gemini's personalities or multiple personalities, apparently, I'm pretty sure it's pretty accurate. Question four. If you could mash up any two fictional universities... It's a Sunday, and I'm, like, I've been dead for the past, like, 3 days. If you could mash up any two fictional universes to live in, what would they be and why? I don't know. Can I just say Harry Potter and just live at Hogwarts with my two best pals? Ronald Weasley, Hermione Granger, Harry Potter. Harry Potter. if someone knows where that's from, then I give you major props for that. Or someone goes, Harry Potter, as in calling someone Harry. Like Harry, like hair on their, yeah. I probably gave that away. Shit. Okay. Yeah, I just would like to live in Hogwarts and, like, fucking, fucking drive around on my broomstick and just have my wand and, like, fucking turn people into frogs and just laugh. Like, I would be probably on Slytherin or something and be, like, a terrible kid. Question 5, if you were a superhero, okay, I've read this question, if you were a superhero, what would your catchphrase be? I thought long and hard on this question, and I really don't have an answer for it. Like, I just couldn't think of anything. Oh, wait, yes, I did. What was it? I like pizza. See, not really creative. Question 6. What is your ringtone right now? Do you use custom ringtones for different people? I do. I will play it for you. That's a lot of gunk on my, okay, that's gross. So I really like Mario. Lost my laptop, visa, bitch. I really like Mario. So I'm obsessed. I got a Skype message. I'm so popular. Let me just be distracted for a second and answer it. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm coming back to this questionnaire. Okay. Okay. So my ringtone right now, before it was like the regular Mario soundtrack, like this one. Yeah, you know the deal. So right now my ringtone is this. Yeah, basically, that's the underwater theme for Mario. And then, now, I don't have specific ringtones for, like, if people call me, because people don't really call me. So that's my just main ringtone. And then I have different text tones for different people. So, like, my friends is this one. Like, all my friends are that text message. And then, my family and, like, my mom is this one. And then my dad's text tone. I think my dad yawns like Chewbacca. Like, his yawn is very guttural. Like, he goes like, like, I can't do it. I can't do the grrr part. He goes like, nah. He's like very guttural. So his text tone is this. It's just on fleek, really. I'm Blake. Yeah, every time my dad texts me, it makes that sound. And I made the mistake this year and, like, left my phone on, and my dad texted me, and that went off in our tutorial, where it's, like, it's way more embarrassing because there's, like, less people in the class than it is in a lecture hall. At least I think so. I mean, if it was a lecture hall, it would just be like, okay, well, yeah. It always, every single lecture that I have, this is so off topic, but every single lecture that I have, a text tone or someone's music goes off, it always happens. Whereas in a tutorial, like, teachers are really, or professors are really strict about having your phones on and stuff, where I go at least. So, like, if a phone was to go off, they'd, like, their heads would, like, pop out of nowhere and be like, whose phone's that? Well, most of my professors are like that. Or my TAs, sorry. And so that went off one time, and, like, everyone laughed, and I'm so glad the TA just laughed, too, because she thought it was funny, and then I had to explain to everyone why my text tone was a Chewbacca roar. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah. Question 7. Give us a couple dead celebrities who you feel went before their time. So, I'd like to say Michael Jackson. He was pretty cool, but I don't listen to his music now. Like, I don't know. I just don't listen to that. And then, like, someone who I think really went before their time is Heath Ledger. Damn, he had such a life ahead of him, especially because of the Joker thing, but, yeah, I mean, yeah, Heath Ledger went too quick, and then I've never watched Glee before, and I can't remember the guy's name, wait a second, I'm gonna ask my roommate real quick. I'm gonna turn it down, because I'm gonna shout, Jasmine! Jazz? Okay, she's not answering me, so she's being a bitch. So, I'm gonna turn this back up. I'm gonna have to turn that a little loud. I can't remember. Her name's Jasmine, by the way. It's not that serious. I totally lost my sense of thought now. But there's this guy on Glee, and he had died from, like, an overdose. I think he went way before his time, too. I've never watched Glee before, but I know he's a good actor. So, yeah. I think his name, it starts with an M, maybe? Or his last name starts with an M? I can't remember. But he went way before his time, and it's a little upsetting. Especially because my roommate, who I just shouted at, she was, like, a big fan of him, so, yeah. What's one TV show you think needs to just stop already? I don't really watch TV, so I don't really know, but there's one TV show, it's called, Supernatural, that I don't have anything against it. I just don't understand why there's so many fucking seasons. They're on, like, season 11 now. Like, I don't even understand. I don't understand at all. But, yeah, it must be really good. Question 9. Have you ever met any internet friends in person? If so, tell us a memorable first meeting story. So I have met 4 people off the internet. Yes, 4 people. But the most memorable one was my first one, obviously. And when that happened, it was really nerve-wracking. We were talking, she and I were talking for about, like, 6 months before we actually met. Well, not even 6 months, it was, like, maybe 4 months. It was February. January, or I'm going backwards, February, March, or no, we started talking in March, so April, May, June, July, August, so almost 6 months, like 5 months, and such, but we started planning to see each other in May,
We met, and it was really nerve-wracking at first because it was my mom and I, and we were waiting in the mall for about 2 hours for her to come, and I guess she was stuck in traffic or something, and we didn't know Chicago, and we didn't know how it worked, so, like, we had to just stay there at the mall, and it got to the point where we were waiting way too long, and I was just like, you know what, I kind of want to leave and just, like, go to the pier or something. And then she was like, wait, I'm at the Hershey store or something right across from the mall. So we walked there, and I finally met her. And it was really upsetting afterward because I didn't take a picture with her, which is, like, the dumbest thing I could have ever done. But we had fun, and she was with her friends, and I got to know her friends, and we talked for, like, an hour and a half or so before she had to go to a concert. But that was fun, and it was really nerve-wracking, too. But, yeah. Question 10, do you usually remember your dreams? Most of the time, but I just decide not to remember them anymore because they're really boring now. Like, a few months ago, I used to write all the dreams that I had, so I was really good at keeping track, but, like, during the summer, I just stopped. I don't know why, but I just stopped. Question 11, what's your favorite safe for work subreddit? Gaming. Question 12. Have you ever seen a sex toy that made you think, what the fuck, why does this... Yes, actually. So yesterday, or last night, to be specific, me and my roommate went to dinner, and we were walking back, and we know that, like, right across, like, right up the street from our... It's like a 2-minute walk. Not even. Like, if it was to... add the time that you have to wait at the stops or stoplight for the walking sign to go, it would take about 2 minutes. But if the light was on, it would take about a minute and a half to walk. But there is a sex shop right outside of our apartment. So it was like 8 o'clock or 8:30, and we were walking past the shop, and I was just like, do you want to go in? Because we were talking about it and how they have this, like, 20% off for students. And we were just like, you want to go in? And we were like, yeah, okay. So we walked in, and it was, like, so overwhelming because I've never been in a sex shop before. But it was, like, so overwhelmingly exciting. And so there was this one toy. There was two toys that made me go, like, what the hell? Like, that is so weird. There was one, I'll say the more, like, normal one. It was basically a big black dildo, but it was almost, excuse me, it was, lost my joke on my own saliva, I'm just drooling over it, it was, like, 11 inches long, and it was so thick. And then when I picked it up, it was so heavy. It's, like, heavier than my laptop, and my laptop is pretty heavy. So I just didn't understand that one. And then there was another sex toy that was so bizarre. So it was, like, shaped as a butt plug, right? It was a butt plug, but it was the size of a normal human's head. Like, it was fucking huge. And I had asked the guy, I was just like, is this, like, actually supposed to go in someone's asshole? And he was just like, well, no one's actually ever bought that before, but its purpose is to go in someone's ass. And I was like, what? Like, that thing is fucked up. Like, I was trying to imagine someone, like, actually trying to put that in their ass. And it's, like, it got bigger at the end. And it would probably hurt to take it out. I was like, no, person. Why would you buy that? Don't buy that. No, it's probably not good for you. It's not good for your health. Yeah, that sex toy was scary. Question 13. If you could make a strip version of any game, what would it be? And what would the take your clothes off when rule be? So Mario Kart, I was talking to someone about this the other day, it would be Mario Kart. And it would be Mario Kart and the take your clothes part would be when you lose. So yeah, pretty basic. Question 14. Would you rather have sex in a in a zero gravity or in zero gravity or zero gravity or while suspended over a 1,000-foot drop? So I'm afraid of heights, so it would have to be zero gravity. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close to orgasm can you get without touching yourself? Well, it depends on how turned on I am, but I would say like a 7 or 8. Question 16. Would you receive a striptease or rip your partner's clothes off? Well, I'm not that strong, but I would try to rip them off. I don't... Oh, my God. Striptease? No, thank you. That would just be torture. Question 17. What's something you do during sex that... Oh, so I prepared myself for this question, but it's not that much of an answer anyways. So I have a little secret to tell you. Well, it might not be a secret to some people, because some people know, but not... I don't think everyone does, because considering... what my audios consist of. I was a virgin. I was a virgin during all those audios that I have recorded in the past. But 2 days ago, more specifically on Friday night, technically Saturday morning, I lost it. Ow, I banged my teeth together really hard. I lost it on that night, on that scary, scary night. No, I'm joking. I'm not a virgin anymore. But we didn't have sex for that long, and it's the only sexual experience that I've had. Well, besides the week before that we were together, but... I mean, I haven't had much sexual experience with anyone. So, yeah, and I'm not a virgin anymore, so... Yep. But the question says that, what's something that you do during sex that you can't control? And I don't really know, because, I mean, I've never had sex like that much to know. But one... I don't know. I don't think there's anything in particular. Question 18. Tell us about a sex dream that you can remember having. Well, I never remember them because they always kind of fall in the same type of thing. But most of the time it's just like a threesome or a foursome with people. So, yeah. Either that or it's like me and someone else, and yeah, but I don't really have sex dreams that often, and when I do, they are most likely the same. So yeah. Question 19. What's the longest sexual see, I wouldn't really know. I would just say the one we had last week, which was from like 8 p.m. or like 8:30 p.m. to 2. So, but we took, like, breaks and, like, cuddled every, like, time someone came. So, yeah. But I'll say from 8 p.m. to 2. Excuse me. Question 20. If you could reenact one sexy audio you've done with a partner, I've never done an audio with anyone like that. Oh my God. Okay. It's not, yeah, I've never done an audio. I've done an audio with one other contributor here, but yeah, I haven't done any collaborations with anyone, let alone a partner. So yeah. Question 21, the last question. What are a few things you end up doing right after sex? So I'm just going to use, the 2 nights ago as an example. What we did after was cuddled for like maybe 20, 30 minutes before he unfortunately had to go, because it was like 3 in the morning and he had to do a project that was due the next day. So, yep. What we did afterwards was cuddle and talk and like almost fell asleep, but we really didn't, because I wanted to, but we were pooped. But yeah, we cuddled, so that was nice. That was really nice. Lots and lots and lots of cuddling. So yeah, that was the last question. Oh my gosh, 25 minutes. Oh no. If you survived until then, I am giving you the medal. I think I want to, like, find that sticker that says, good job. Like, it's just a gold, like, star that says good job in, like, the crappiest text ever. Yeah, I might go find that, but I'm going to be too lazy to do so. So, yeah, that was fun. Thank you, Lottie, for the questionnaire. That was really fun. You guys know my secret now, that I'm not a virgin anymore. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah, great stuff. Okay, that's it. See you later, I guess.